Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. Kaizer Chiefs are currently top of the Absa Premiership table and they are clear by 4 points. They are ahead of Sundowns, who have one game in hand. That's after a strong start to the season, which included an 8-match winning streak for Kaizer Chiefs, and they raced ahead as title favorites. But with only 7 points from their last 15 available, a dip in form has left fans worried, and Sundowns could close the gap to just 1 point if they win their game in hand. So, how has Amakhosi coach Ernst Middendorp fared this season? Has he resurrected Chiefs from a disappointing campaign last season, or has he lost his way as this season has progressed? As usual, we ask you to send in your voice note reactions as well as your comments on Facebook, and you never disappoint. I am your host, Slu Paho, and this is Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.
We start with your Facebook comments. I see Ngetsu is full of praise. He says, top of the log, won 2 Q innovations, 3 coach of the month awards, beat Sundowns twice and won 3 Soweto derbies. I think he deserves respect. Milton says 10 out of 10 so far, but there is room for improvement. I like the fact that he is sticking to what he believes in, not bowing to any pressure or mind games from somewhere else. Dan, on the other hand, said that one doesn't know Diski at all. His methods are not effective and are, of course, not easy on the eye. Pity we also have a clueless director. This punk should leave at the end of the season, whether he wins the league or not. Very, very harsh stuff from Dan there. Clayton would seem to agree, saying, I would give him 3 out of 10. This man benefited a lot in the first 15 games. Things started getting worse for him, and he showed that he has no plan on how to win the league. Donalds, on the other hand, has a very poetic idea of how to describe Coach Middendorp. He says he's like that student who passes internal tests and assignments and then fails the final exam. Well, let's have a listen to what you guys had to say in your voice note reactions.
Middendorp has done so well this season. He's done so well because Kaizer Chiefs were losing and he's not on the top 8. So he has done well. Me, I'm a Sundowns fan, but I acknowledge the fact that he has done well for his team this season.
Look, what can I say about Middendorp? Middendorp, I think the very first thing I can say about him is that what I've learned from this guy is that I really understand the mess that he did the last time he coached my team, Kaizer Chiefs. The guy is super clueless. Not just clueless, super. I always told people last year, when we're beating literally everything that was put on our table, like we're literally, you know, shambocking everything that was placed before us. I told people that I don't want to be excited as of yet because I could see from the signs, like signs were there, like they were prophesying that something disastrous was going to happen ahead. And look at us now, like how can you go from beating Orlando Pirates 1-0 and then the following weekend, you've been beaten by AmaZulu 1-0. AmaZulu, bottom of the log. Which coach does that? This guy is super clueless. And what annoys me about Middendorp, like all teams now, they know how he plays. He relies on set pieces, Manyama's set pieces. What would happen if Manyama gets injured or something? Then that's curtain closed, right? So now teams, they've really like decoded his strategies. Aerial balls. So now Kaizer Chiefs can't play. You know, they can't really make something work out of interpasses going forward and scoring. No, long balls, high balls. Now teams, they know us. So, I mean, what coach does that? A coach must be like multi-dimensional, you know? So I really miss Stuart Baxter. Hey, I don't want to lie. Like this guy is like a, like football wise is a, like, and what annoys me the most about Middendorp, like whenever things are just spiraling out of control, he will just sit there like on the bench and looks like this old drunk geezer. And I'm like, why did Kaizer Motaung bring this guy back? Yeah, so that's it, man. The guy is super, super clueless.
I'm just worried about my coach. That I'd really like to see some players that are on sidelines. I know it's 11 against 11 football, but there are players on the sideline that deserve a chance, you know? And I don't know, you might come up with another plan. Those long processes were all out of it. Every team that we come up against it. And to the management, I would like to know why they don't exist. Then why they don't sign another contract for our players? First, we are banned from signing players, but yet they don't want to sign the players that are already in the squad. Why?
I would have to say, I think with on my opinion, Ernest Minendok, he has done wrong. He has changed. He brought stability. He brought discipline. He brought unity. He brought the whole team to do one thing and the United. You can see now the previous season that they played were not in the top 8. All the fortunes that Kaizer Chiefs, he changed them. He brought few players that were needed, and they gelled nicely. I think he has done very well. So far, I'll give him 10 out of 10. He is being the German Shepherd that they say he is, and the team has got hunger. They got that spirit when they're down. They can come back and hit you. So I'll give Ernest Minendok a 10 out of 10.
I personally think that Ernest Minendok did very good at Kaizer Chiefs. He changed the team to the right direction right from the start of the season. By now, he should be leading the pack with plus minus 15 points, I think. The only problem he had as a coach, he wanted to prove a point. I wanted to prove a point to the supporters, actually. If he notices that all the supporters like this player, he start to have issues with him. If you remember well, Zuma was the chief dictator of the Chiefs games. Coming from the bench, he always changed the game for better. But what happened? What happened recently? He was put on the bench, sometimes on the grandstand. We don't understand why is he putting him on the stands. But what I can tell you is the problem with this coach, he doesn't like players who are liked by the supporters. Even in Jangas, the only reason he's on the bench is because the supporters love him. The only reason why Zuma is on the bench is the supporters love him. The only reason Billard is not performing the way he should be performing, the coach doesn't have faith in him.
And that is how we wrap up the Fan Reaction Show for today. Thank you all for sending your voice notes through. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all of the latest. And don't forget, you can subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple, and Google Play, and you'll get notifications for every new show. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and my editor, Aiden Hewitt, have a fantastic day.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.